Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being aired for January, the 4th already, 2026. And I'm very grateful to be with you in this new year. I'm really enjoying some of the questions I'm getting. Evidently, some of what I've been trying to teach you over the years has begun to merge a little bit with your thinking, I guess. I don't know. You never know with people. They do many crazy things and think many crazy thoughts. So here's the question from Hal. He lives in San Diego. He used to watch me on TV, he said. He said, I know we are all getting old, and it is difficult. I'm at 70 years old. How do I deal with being 70 and growing old till death? And then he goes into some interesting things about how he lived and thinking that he would never die and that he would never get old. So that's kind of, it goes into a long thing explanation, so I'm not going to do that. Hal, my dear friend, whomever you are, we ignore our life. For the most part, we ignore the whole thing. We just don't care. We aren't interested in the stages of our life, how our life operates. We don't want to learn about our life. We don't care. We just don't care. We want to keep our eye on the goal, which is money and power and prestige and thinking we have a happy and good life. That's what people think, that we are here to have a happy and good life. And while that is, you know, nothing I can cure from the your mind, we are not here to be happy and have a good life. I don't even know what people think of as a good life. I would suppose that it would be eat, drink, and be merry kind of life and have no cares. But as long as we have a human body, there are going to be difficulties. And we have to decide whether or not our life depends upon the defining moments of our body and what they go through, or we find a sense of eternity within us. And this eternity is the only life there really is. The rest is all just paperwork, as I like to call it, the day after day, surviving, self-preservation, all of that. That's all it really means. So for most people, their minds don't go past that because they have trained their minds to be dominated by emotionality. And as long as my emotionality dominates my body, my attentions, my ego, and formulates my ego, I will always have this idea that I will be young forever. And that's the way people want to live, young forever. They're so surprised when they jump into those jeans that they just bought and find out that they've gone up a size or two, and they're shocked. Well, you know, I always ate whatever I wanted and blah, blah, blah with my health, and now all of a sudden I'm gone from a 31 to a 33. Oh my God. Oh my, you know, that kind of thing. And that's the way most people think. They look in the mirror, they see the old face, they see the wrinkles, they see the double chin, and they start going, oh my God. And men like to start growing beards to hide all this, and it just gets ridiculous. You're gonna get old and you're gonna die. That is something you and I have to face. And you say, how do I deal with it? You don't deal with it. It's a matter of being graceful. To be graceful in growing old, not to be resistant of it, but to live and be grateful. What does that mean? To have a sense of grace about your life. It means that your life meant more to you than the things you can remember, your memories, your wanting to be happy all the time and have a lot of sensual pleasures and all of that. That's what it means. There comes a turning point where when we're young, we enjoy all the food we like, you know, the ice cream and all pizza and all that, we can eat it, and oh joy. We don't think about the consequences for all of that. And there are consequences for our way we live our life, for our living. And you and I start to understand these consequences when we get to be around 40-ish, maybe even later in life. With Hal, it was 70. It took that long to go, hey, wait a minute, you mean all these things I did that were pleasuring me are now turning against me? Yep. And that is something that when I was teaching formally, all people wanted to know was, how do I get what I want? How do I get what I want, what I want, what I want, what I want? And they just really weren't interested in anything else. They were interested only in money and going to Disneyland all the time and travel and all that stuff. And that made their life important. They had a bucket list, you know, the old bucket list. It's so stupid, so immature. And looking at it and thinking, well, I want to do this and this and this before I die. Well, why? Are you going to remember it? Do you think when you pass on and move along in this lifetime that you're going to have maybe a picture book in your brain or something, and you can just, you know, sit wherever you believe you're going to wind up and look at all the wonderful things you did and reminisce? And do you really think it's that small, this lifetime? It's that small? Yes, you do, because that's all your brain can think, and you are a product of your brain. And being in that product of your brain, you are missing the meaning of your life, the significance of it. And most people don't go after significance. They only go after emotional, you know, emotional stuff. I was going to say emotional crap, but I'll leave that out. We want to gratify ourselves constantly, and we think gratification is a happy life. I know many people, I do hospice work, and I know many, many people who have lived very quote-unquote happy lives. And as they leave their body, they say, I have no regrets. I had a happy life. I spent my money, emotionally speaking, not just physically. And I did all the things I wanted to do, and I'm ready to go. I have a lot of people like that, especially ones that had more money than they had common sense. But they die very, very poor. Very, very poor. Because the poverty lives within them. This great poverty that we apply to our life has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the poverty of not understanding the nature of our life, the meaning of our life, the significance of our life. We just think it's a bodily experience that we go through and go from one thing to another thing to pleasure ourselves, to make ourselves happy. We're always looking for some new experience to revitalize our enthusiasm for being alive or being in the body. But as the body catches up with the way we've lived and starts to show me how I have lived my life in the confines of emotional gratification and such, that is when the rubber meets the road. And then there is a lot of very sad people who realize there had to be more to this than eating pizza, ice cream, and having travel all over the world and gratifying my senses. Very few people are mature enough to understand all of this. So if you don't, you're among the many, and there's nothing I could say or do to help you. So what to do? How do you deal with it? Well, you don't deal with it. You let yourself grow old graciously and with some sense of grace, of gratitude, of love, of kindness, and not thinking about the platitudes and longitudes of your unfulfilled desires. You have to let love in this life right now live you. It's not about the people you love. It's about love itself, to let love live you. Oh, well, I do my duty to try to help you here. May this serve you well. And if it doesn't, Hal, you know you can always call me. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back on the air next week, and please forgive me, per always. Namaste.